The search for the next generation of Australia's rural journalists has begun with the applications open for the 2023 RAS Foundation JB Fairfax Award for Rural and Regional Journalism and Communications. Joining us to have a chat about it is the RAS Foundation Manager, Cecilia Logan. Cecilia, how are you doing?
Good morning, Andrew. I'm doing very well. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Do you know how long the scholarships have been around?
Oh, I think this year was our 14th, so I think next year will be our 15th scholar.
Contributing a lot of wonderful journalists to regional rural areas, and it's more important than ever before because of, you know, the way networks and media work. You know, we need to have these young journos out there, don't we?
That's right. It's really important that we do tell the stories from rural and regional Australia and make sure those stories are spread far and wide. You know, I think we've all learnt through the pandemic how important it is to protect agriculture and know where our food and fibre comes from. So yes, they certainly do play a very important role.
Cecilia, does the applicant need to already be doing a journalism degree?
Yes, they should be enrolled to study in any undergraduate or postgraduate course relevant to journalism or communications or media. And they need to demonstrate an active interest in rural and regional affairs be an Australian citizen or permanent resident, and they need to be under 30 years of age.
I know I've spoken to a few of the people that have been awarded the scholarship over the years, and they all do seem to come from very remote areas, like not necessarily even a built-up area here in the Upper Hunter. They could be coming from the tiniest village in the northwest of New South Wales. It's fascinating that there's so many kids involved in journalism in such strange locations.
Yes, this year's winner is Kate Newson, and she's from Glen Innes. And she's actually currently doing one of her internships. So the award comes with a $10,000 cash scholarship, along with three internships. One with the Media Centre at the Sydney Royal Easter Show each year.
Yep.
One with the Land newspaper and one with ABC's Landline. And Kate's currently with the Land doing her internship as we speak.
And have you been in contact with her? How has she been enjoying her experience? Do you know?
Yeah, I was speaking with her yesterday. She was writing an article on this very topic about our 2023 round. And she said it's really interesting. She's sitting beside the editor, Andrew Norris, at The Land. So she's getting invaluable experience and, making great connections and networks.
So for all the budding journalists out there, how do they apply to hopefully be the 2023 awardee of the scholarship?
Yeah, Andrew, it's pretty easy. They just need to go to our website, rass.org.au, and hit the scholarships button. And then it'll come up there to be the John B. Fairfax Award for Rural and Regional Journalism and Communications.
Well, we look forward to hearing about when the award is handed out. When would you expect that to be?
We will have made decisions by probably November, December. So there's two stages. First stage is they just need to submit their interest in the award and also a small piece that they've written or submitted at uni or elsewhere, and then we invite them to move through to the second stage.
Well, telling the stories of rural and regional areas has never been as important as it has been, given everything that we've gone through over the last few years between the drought, COVID, and, of course, the floods. There are stories to be told, and the next collection of journalists that will be going through, that'll be up to them to be able to do it. Really pleased to be able to talk about the RAS Foundation and being able to support those youngsters as well. Cecilia, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat today.
Thanks, Andrew.